Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. So the Nationals are in a free fall at this point. They've lost 8 straight games. Davey Martinez made some pretty incendiary comments after the 7th straight loss on Saturday. This to the Marlins. Here's Davey Martinez post-game on Saturday.
When you look at the offense as a whole, I think you guys produced like you wanted to this month. For you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching?
It's never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, and the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
So from Andrew Golden's article on WashingtonPost.com, it said multiple people familiar with the situation who spoke on the condition of anonymity said the players took notice of Martinez's comments. One person said players were, quote, shocked, dismayed, and pissed, end quote. Before Sunday's game, members of the Nats front office staff, including general manager Mike Rizzo, were around and seen chatting with players, which is atypical. So there was definitely some damage control going on in that Nats clubhouse post Davey making those comments.
I had a different source tell me that they did not agree with Golden source that the players were dismayed and pissed. A good amount of the team seemed to understand what he was saying and were not upset. That's from another source.
Okay.
So maybe there was one player.
Good to have multiple sources, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that some players, maybe the veterans, probably felt like they agreed with Davey. Maybe the younger players, a set of them, maybe agreed with that other source, Golden, that they were pissed off and blaming them. But it kind of depends on who you're talking to.
I think you got to put it in context. First of all, Davey's known for being a great players coach, right?
So there's he's defended the players a lot.
And I think he's just reached a frustration point on his part, too. He's clearly, obviously, wants to protect his staff first and foremost. And I think it also indicates that there is, he said, I don't want to finger point the coaches. There's not going to be any finger pointing. He literally used the words finger point, but he didn't say that about the players. So I think he's okay. And he flat out says that sometimes the players have to take it on themselves. It's always the players. And he knows that from experience being a longtime guy. I told you, I think from day one, and I don't know this for a fact, but I bet you anything, Mike Rizzo agrees with the sentiment. That doesn't mean that Davies managed perfectly throughout his tenure or throughout this 8-game losing streak. But at the end of the day, the players got to perform. I think it's pretty fundamental.
The players do have to perform, but what if your players just aren't good enough across the board?
They aren't.
Well, they're
not. To get better results than what they're giving you currently.
They're probably not.
Well, I think they're better than their 8-game losing streak. They're not as bad as this.
It could be.
So this is them at their worst.
It could be a confidence thing. I mean, other good teams this year have lost 4, 5, 6 in a row. Now, 8 in a row is starting. When you start to get to close to double digits, that's a big number. But I look at the payroll. They've got one player making $10 million. Not including Strasburg, who is, but he's not playing, obviously. They've got one player making $10 million. Look at every other payroll in Major League Baseball. The only other team that has one player making $10 million is Miami.
Right.
Even the bad teams have multiple players making $10
million. The cash outlay for this team, the players that are playing on it currently in 2025, is right around $65 million.
That is so
just
low.
That's just, like, how can you compete
in
a day-out, day-in type of sport like baseball with... But that's low of a payroll.
Nate Lowe and Mike Soroka are both making combined $19 million.
Right.
They ain't playing like it.
Right.
Josh Bell is making $6 million. He's hitting 180.
Right. And those are your high dollar investments.
I mean, $6 million
like those guys
isn't
have to
even
pay
that
off.
Much money.
It's
and
not.
That's the sixth highest salary this year on the Nets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of money.
Right.
When you look at some of these other teams that have 4 or 5. The Angels aren't that good.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 4 players making $15 million or more.
He almost made it seem like they weren't going the extra mile. You know, and maybe that's frustration. But he said, like, we always saw, because like, he was talking about, it was never the coaches when I played. It was always us. The coaches gave us the information. We used it. We worked hard at it. And it's almost insinuating that maybe there's some extra stuff that he feels like the guys are doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're just reading between the lines by what is not said.
Look, if they had lost 5 in a row to the Rangers and the Mets and maybe 1 to the Marlins, okay, that's one thing. But to get swept by the Marlins at home, that's bad.
I mean, the Marlins swept them and they're still 2 games behind the Nats.
Yeah, like they're not
28
good.
And 41.
But again,
the Nats are 30
Marlins
and 41.
Fans would say the same thing that we're saying. Look at the payroll.
Right.
Our owners are not spending money on the players in free agency.
So the question now is, if this continues, how much longer can this continue before Davey Martinez potentially gets fired? Like, are you in favor of firing Davey Martinez at this point in the midst of an 8-game or now longer losing streak if they start losing to the Rockies?
I'm sure a lot of fans are. The Drabbies of the world are. And if they lose 3 out of 4 to the worst team maybe in history of baseball,
right?
The Rockies, who I believe have 13 wins, then maybe they just have to do
it. They have 14 wins.
Okay, that's right. They won 14 yesterday.
14 and 57.
They beat the Braves yesterday.
Right.
But if Rizzo, like Eric is saying, if Rizzo is really a Davey guy and Rizzo behind the scenes is blaming the players too, maybe he says, F it. I'm not firing the coaches. I'm not doing that. It's not their fault.
I think if Rizzo thought it was the coaches, he'd fire coaches.
Sometimes the manager just has to pay. I mean, look how bad the Orioles were playing and they had to fire somebody, so they fired the manager.
Right. I agree.
And now they did start playing better, but maybe he just thinks it's the team's just not performing. It's not Davey's fault. It's not the hitting coach's fault. It's not the pitching coach's fault. The player's got to do it, and maybe he sticks with him.
And Davey's in the last year of his deal, so maybe he's gone to ownership and says, I don't want to fire him in the last year of his deal. I want to just give him the chance to correct it and try to turn this thing around.
There's not that much correcting he could do. No one in the world thinks they're going to finish even at 500. No one ever thought that.
I mean, that would be a real stretch at this point.
The best they were going to do is win like 75 games, maybe. 70. I mean,
and that would be an increase that would be an improvement.
I mean, nobody in the world thought they would even be a 500 team.
And I'm worried about my win total at 70
now
and a half.
Now we're really sweating it.
Because 30-41. All right, so now they've got it. If my math is correct, they got to go 41-50.
We need them to win 3 of 4 against the Rockies.
But it already 100%. Shows you. By the way, it already shows you that Davey's on thin ice anyway. The fact that he's coaching essentially in the last year of his contract.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Essentially is. They have a club option.
Yeah.
But he has no control. But maybe he's at the mercy of them.
Again, maybe the learners just don't want to go out and spend a bunch of money on a manager where other teams do. And they'll go after the big name, the Terry Francona's of the world.
They've always cut corners when it's come to managers.
But why do they have to spend? Why can't they just get anybody else? Why do we have to spend any bunch of money?
Because do you think that you're just making change for the sake of change? Because you want a scalp.
He thinks that
you're
another
looking for a scalp.
He thinks that another a lesser name manager / staff would get more wins out of this. I don't believe they would.
Well, no, I'm just saying that the message is clearly lost. Like there comes a time when it just no longer hits home.
Right.
Or they're just
they
not
could
developing
be at that
players
point.
Properly,
could
which
be at
also
that
I think is a big part of it.
It could be at that point.
Maybe
all the
you
way
might
down.
Be right. And maybe they're not listening to him like they used to. That could be the case.
What do you mean used to? He's had one 90-win season. Well, they had
dude,
one
look at,
good
look at
season.
His rosters for the last
I know,
four years.
Like I said earlier.
You can't blame him for that.
Are we supposed to just sit here for a decade
yes.
and wait for,
yes.
for Davey and Rizzo to twiddle their thumbs as the learners do control the team as they want? We're not allowed to try anything. Well,
if they're going to still pay him, yes.
If you want Davey
But my
gone,
point is...
It's
got to spend more than $67 million to win games.
I totally agree on that.
It's impossible.
The guys they spent money on suck.
But those
you got Garcia dropping can of corn pop-ups.
Well,
losing
well,
games because of it.
The Ruiz thing is kind of mind-numbing because
right.
they gave him an 8-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the course of 8 years, he's not making a ton of money. It's $55
but
million
still,
or something.
But still, that's a significant investment for this team, the way they spend money.
If this player is not a good defensive player, which we thought he was when he was with the Dodgers,
right?
And he's getting worse. Maybe he's just lazy. That goes on Riz. I'm sorry, that goes on Mike Rizzo.
Most managers won't make it through this turmoil till when they finally get good again. Most coaches in any sport.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be unusual if they decided to pull the plug on Davey in the middle of some horrific losing streak.
Right.
Even though it doesn't mean it's Davey's fault. Most managers don't win a championship and then go through 5 years of sucking and then they start turning the corner and then they're able to hold on through. It's not a thing, right? So they probably will eventually let him go. Could even be
well,
this
sure.
week. Who knows? If they lose 4 or 5 more in a row, it might just become untenable.
Oh,
just
if they get swept by the Rockies at home, that is unsurvivable, in my opinion. Then the loss streak is at 12.
Oh, they're not going to get swept by the Rockies. I'm sorry. I'll
I'm
bet anybody anything.
If they get swept by the Rockies at Nats Park, there's no way Davey Johnson comes out on the other side.
Well, even
still
if they
employed.
Lose 2 out of 4, if they split the series, let's just say they lose the
it's
first.
A bad look.
Let's just say they lose the first 2 of the series, and that's 10 straight losses.
Right.
Riz might not have a choice.
The pressure, yeah, will be building and mounting for him to make a move.
But I just wonder how Nats fans feel.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. First, what did you think of Davey's postgame comments on Saturday? And secondly, does Davey Johnson deserve to be fired in the midst of an 8-game losing streak with the Rockies coming to Nats Park? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.